This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The next director of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts has a home picked out in a historic Bloomington neighborhood and will start calling the community home in about 3 weeks. Jim Mack is currently the managing director and facility director for the Mesquite Arts Council in Mesquite, Texas, a suburb of Dallas. Mack joined GLT's Mike McCurdy from his office in Mesquite to talk about arts funding, fundraising, programming, and to compare and contrast the BCPA with the Mesquite Center.
The facility itself is approximately 60,000 square feet. We have two theaters, an art gallery, rehearsal hall, banquet hall, campus, if you will, where we do outside events. Wonderful facility, good people here. The similarity between the center there in Bloomington and the one here in Mesquite is great. A lot of similarities, a lot of problems as well, in the sense that because Dallas is right next door, they have some of the much larger facilities, the AT&T Center. You know, you see that on national television, stuff like that.
Also the Wiley Theater. That's one of my questions, is who did the Mesquite Arts Center serve? The 170,000 people who lived in Mesquite, or the 7 million in the Dallas metro area? And how did all those facilities work together?
Some of us work very well together. Others do not. Who do I service? I rarely pull people in through Dallas to my facility. However, everything east of me, which include, you know, Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4 suburbs, they all come to Mesquite for my events. And then the surrounding suburbs as well, Plano, Garland, Dallas proper, not so much. My number one target base, of course, is the local folks here in Mesquite, Texas, so that's about 170,000. We do different things down here in that we have this choir competition. It's called the UILs here in Texas, and very popular, very big. I just landed the regional competition right here at my facility, so all of North Texas will be coming to Mesquite, Texas here in the next few weeks. So that's fantastic. You know, I get a smorgasbord of young people, chaperones, and they all come and they see this facility for the first time, and they think, wow, this is a great facility, a lot of going on, why don't I come back? So that's the trick. My theory on programming is quite simple. I think of like an apple pie, and every slice in that pie represents dance or theater or literature or music or something along those lines. And granted, some pieces are larger than the other, but whenever I think about programming catered to my community, I always think of that apple pie and that, you know, do I have enough of this going on? Do I have enough children's programming? Do I have enough programs for, you know, the seniors and everybody in between? Some of them are multi-generational programming. Others are very much specific to just children. I have a program I do now. It's called Just for Kids. I've been carrying that with me, and started it in Tucson, Arizona, and it's a wonderful program. I just had one on Saturday. We had about 170 kids show up and watch some musicians tell a story through music. So it was pretty cool.
So back to the other facilities. Did you look for complimentary programming to fold into the Mesquite Arts Center lineup, or alternative events and performances? You know, did you counter program or try to build on what they were doing?
No, not necessarily. Plenty of people in this community, you know, if you think of the 7 million that you referred to earlier, it's closer to 4. But nonetheless, everybody, every facility in the Metroplex could be doing a country music night on Saturday night, and everyone could fill the house. So you don't necessarily have to, you know, check with folks to make sure that you're not competing, because there's plenty of folks to go around. However, the trick is to get some of these other facilities to join you in sharing the cost. So, hey, it might be in the Plano Performing Arts Center next year. This year it was in the Mesquite Center. But we're doing like whatever it may be. So that's what I like to do. I like to get other folks involved, get other performing arts centers involved. Now, that won't necessarily be the case in Bloomington, but here it seems to work well, that if you have more sharing in the marketing and their mailing list and their, you know, their Facebook account, et cetera, you're definitely going to get more folks that are going to show up.
Let's go back to your apple pie metaphor. What's the balance between those shows that might pack the house, mass appeal shows, and those that maybe have less appeal but push the envelope a little bit, maybe broaden the center's reach, getting people into the door who might then later come to a second or third show at some point?
Oh, definitely. I couldn't agree with you more. Let me use another analogy. In theater, we all know that musicals sell tickets. But you cannot have musicals every time. You have to break the envelope. You have to reach out to the far edges and do some of those productions that maybe aren't as popular or maybe won't sell as many tickets as the musicals, but nonetheless they are equally as important because they're going to draw upon perhaps a new crowd. Some folks, as you indicated, they're going to come back again because they're interested in that play you did that wasn't mainstream. They're going to come back and they're going to say, well, maybe they're going to do something else differently, and they keep checking in, and that's what I like to see. Now, as far as programming, you know, kids programming, let's be honest, they're wonderful. A lot of kids show up, but you don't make any money on them because, well, more often than not, you'd charge no admission. You know, they're open to the public, but they still do have cost. So if I was a strict business person, I would say, well, those are losing operations, get rid of them. But I'm not going to do that because I need those children's programming because they satisfy a certain niche within a community.
And they bring in the adults. They bring in the parents.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what I'm doing. I'm handing those programs and I'm handing future events to those parents as they're sitting there waiting for their children to have fun. And that's exactly right. And so, no, I don't make judgment calls strictly on what's popular or what makes money. The arts is all-encompassing. There's so many elements of the arts, and I like to incorporate a little bit of everything, if not at least once, maybe twice in the course of a program year. Now, keep them in mind, there's some things that just will never work, and maybe I'll do that every 2-3 years, and that might be, you know, banjo competition or something along those lines where, you know, we're not going to get a big crowd, but it's definitely satisfying that little niche, that little group of banjo players over there.
Sure, the banjo competition would eventually attract the accordion lovers, lovers for the accordion competition, right?
Sure. it's a happy medium. It's finding good and bad in every type of program, and then looking at the community and as a whole and saying what is working for the entire community.
Incoming director of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, Jim Mack, speaking with GLT's Mike McCurdy. Mack is married with 2 daughters. He says he and his wife are from the upper Midwest and looking forward to returning to a smaller community with shorter commutes. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.